A special session may be on the horizon for state lawmakers, in addition to a possible override of Governor Palin's veto of federal economic stimulus funds. Lawmakers may also weigh in on her latest choice to be the incoming lieutenant governor, KTOO's Matt Miller reports.
Corrections Commissioner Joe Schmidt doesn't want to be the new lieutenant governor. He says he sent a letter to Governor Sarah Palin Tuesday afternoon resigning as the lieutenant governor designee. That could clear the way for Palin's most recent nominee, Lieutenant General Craig Campbell. A member of the cabinet is usually named as lieutenant governor designee in case the position ever becomes vacant. In this case, as Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell succeeds outgoing Governor Palin. After the departure of Attorney General Talis Kohlberg, Schmidt became the second executive in waiting.
It was sure an honor to be asked to do that, and an even bigger honor, really, to be confirmed by the legislature to do it, thinking, of course, it was going to be an emergent-type situation. And, you know, there was no elections coming. I certainly didn't think anyone would resign their post. And, you know, going in an emergency situation was one thing, but this was planned, you know, and it just felt a little bit different to me.
Schmidt says Palin's resignation took him completely by surprise, but for him, he says there are too many things at corrections that he'd like to see through, from new prison construction to an audit of in-state facilities and renewal of a contract for out-of-state prisoners. Oversight of the State Division of Elections is one of the primary duties of the lieutenant governor. Schmidt says he also thought that assuming that position might appear inappropriate.
Sometimes there's reports that the governor and I went to school together and these kinds of things, and as untrue as that sort of thing is, it is a perception, and I think that perception may cause a person in my situation to fight for credibility in a position that I was not elected into. And meanwhile, like I said, leaving corrections behind raised some concerns with me, and I expressed those. So.
State lawyers still trying to sift through the Constitution and state law on the line of succession and the correct process in this unique instance.
Yeah, although I'm not going to give you much more detail than we're working on it.
Deputy Attorney General Craig Tillery says it's still unclear how their analysis will come out, although Schmidt stepping aside clears things up a bit.
If you're going to have Mr. Campbell or General Campbell become the designee, you can't have two designees or appointees at the same time. So one of them, I mean, in order for Mr. Campbell to come in, Mr. Schmidt would have to have vacated the position. So, yes, that makes the analysis, it's just a necessary step if that's what's going to happen.
The big unknown is whether it can be considered a recess appointment. That is, Campbell assuming office without the legislature meeting to confirm that appointment.
Quite clearly, he could be appointed successor, but whether prior to confirmation, if there were a vacancy, he could then succeed to the position, that is sort of the question.
The state constitution lays out the framework for succession in the executive branch, while state statute appears to require the legislature weighing in with a confirmation vote. That happened with Schmidt's appointment in April, but not for Lieutenant General Craig Campbell. Campbell, as head of the Alaska National Guard and commissioner of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, was named by Governor Palin during her resignation announcement July 3rd. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jay Ramirez says they've invited Campbell to appear before the committee in Fairbanks July 20th. That's less than a week before Sean Parnell takes the oath of office. In a printed statement, Ramirez says they're stepping in to bring order to the constitutional chaos Palin created. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.